Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast. I'm Janice Cunning, and the whole team is here today. David Landuli, Margaret Katz-Kahn, Michelle Molloy-Dillon. And we are here as a special bonus because we are celebrating that we have done 100 podcast episodes.
If I had one of those kazoo party favor things, I'd be blowing it.
So we're throwing ourselves a 100th birthday party. Yeah.
We're 100 podcasts old now.
100 podcasts old. That's a lot of candles. So we thought we're just going to make a little mini episode because we didn't want to let this pass us by. And we wanted to acknowledge ourselves, you know, and celebrate ourselves. We also want to acknowledge all of you because if nobody was listening, there wouldn't be a podcast. and maybe talk a little bit about, you know, a podcast is something that didn't exist and that we created and built and grew, and maybe a little bit about kind of our origin story to inspire other people to think about how you create something and sustain it. Because I think that's what I'm most proud of, is that we've actually sustained this podcast.
Well, that has me wanting to like interview David and you, Janice, because you're the two that started the podcast way back when. Like, what do you remember about the first podcast? And the reasons why you wanted to begin it.
It started before that. It was really Janice's dream to have a podcast. When Janice and I got together to give birth to Fundraising Leadership, Janice is a big fan. It was early in the days of podcasting, and Janice listens to a lot of podcasts. I still don't listen to any podcasts.
Except our own.
That's the only one I really care about, you know, to be honest. And when we were looking to set up our website, we were very intentional, and that's a leadership quality, being intentional, about choosing a platform that could accommodate a podcast. So we didn't have to piece, and a blog also, by the way, because many of you read our blog, which is tied to the podcast. And that was another thing we decided on very early, was that the blog and the podcast would kind of go together. And it's evolved since then. I think we'll say some more about that. But there was an intentionality, and I just want to acknowledge Janice for having the vision for the podcast. And I want to acknowledge our wisdom in choosing a platform that really allowed it. We're not techies. Mm-hmm. We put all this stuff together ourselves, folks. Everything you see on the website, the podcast, the blog, we've had a little help since the beginning, but
yes, we have to give a shout out to Kevin, who of course now is a huge help to us, but yeah. And I want to say, another thing that I really learned, and this is a big leadership skill, Margaret and Michelle know a lot about this, is asking for help. And I had to ask David for help in a big way, because I could not listen to our first few episodes before. I went back and listened to them later, but I said to him, like, I'm just going to be so self-conscious of this that I'm not going to put it on the air, you know, until, like, I'm just going to get caught up and want to redo it. And you were like, okay, I'll listen to it to make sure it sounds fine. And you would say to me, okay, I listened to it, it sounds fine. And at first you're like, okay, you know, maybe my mom's listening, you know, is anybody else listening? You don't really know.
That could be really sabotaging. Stickler alert.
But yeah, like, so there was a way in which I learned a lot about just David always pushes us as a team to just experiment and try things. And it started with literally the first episode was January of 2018, talking about creating a culture of accountability, which I ironically this morning, Michelle and David and I were doing a whole session up with a team on that. It's still a great topic. It was 10 minutes. It was just the two of us. And pretty much like I was looking back and I was like, by episode 9, we started to tiptoe into guests. And then it really evolved into like, okay, we want it to be conversational. We want it to be fun. We want to always have guests. So I just love that yeah, that we just kind of really found a way to do it that aligned with our values and skill sets and passions. And, you know, and then Michelle and Margaret came along.
Yeah. So,
well, we had Sylvia. I also want to give a shout out to Sylvia, who was also with us at the beginning.
Sylvia in Spain also did some podcasting with us in the early days. But I'd love to hear your perspectives, because you've come in later, each of you at a later date. So what have you seen? What have you experienced?
Yeah, well, what I appreciated about it is just being sort of pulled into the orbit of the podcasts. I don't remember the first podcast I was part of with you both, but it was sort of like, oh, I'm podcasting now. I mean, I'm kind of like David. I'm not a huge podcast listener. I'm like, well, okay. And I also appreciate the just the jumping in. And it's really fed my value around community building, because that's what the podcasting is for me, is, you know, talking with really fascinating, interesting people who have a lot of really great value to share with the world, and co-leading it with one of you. That is, it just really gives me energy. And I love giving resources out into the world that is helpful for people. And I hope, you know, I hope it is helpful. So it's a lot of fun for me. We keep it easy. We do all of our podcasts in one take. There is no editing. It is a very natural conversation. Whatever shows up, shows up. And for that, I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm remembering I was actually a podcast guest before becoming a host, and in a funny early COVID moment, because that's when it was, I showed up for the podcast wearing my typical COVID outfit, and then learned that we did a video clip, and we don't do that now. But I had to, like, okay, I need to run upstairs and get something different to, like, put on my top hat here, so, which was sort of funny. But on a more serious note, one of the things that I actually really enjoy is, for many of our guests on the podcast, it's really a stretch for them, right? It's really a growth edge, actually. And people come in often with a lot of anxiety and a big gulp about what this is going to be like and how many people might end up listening to it. And I love that. I think we do a pretty good job making people comfortable to share some really important and brilliant things. And, you know, I can't even tell you how often, after listening to a podcast or doing an interview, something that we talked about just comes up for me over and over. Like, I keep talking about it with other people, you know, oh, somebody shared this story in a podcast, or and how much fun it is to learn from wisdom from people who aren't the usual suspects sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that, Margaret. Like, that's one thing I was reflecting on, that it's like our tagline as our company is growing nonprofit leaders, including ourselves. You know, we're always, like you said, Michelle, it's like, now I'm a podcaster. Oh, look at me, you know? And, but I do feel like that's an important piece of it. Like, you know, sometimes our guests have been on podcasts or have their own podcasts or have written a book, but many times they're just a working nonprofit professional, and everybody has a story. Everybody has a few things that they're, like, passionate and can't stop talking about. And I do think the hurdle sometimes is, like, and the first time I was a guest, I was so nervous on a podcast, because you sort of feel like, oh, I'm supposed to be an expert. And what I love about our podcast is it proves, like, everybody's an expert in a lot of things. We all have a lot of things that we feel passionate about, that we're good at, and ideas that we can share and put out in the world. And we've had so many diverse topics and people, and, you know, that's one thing that I'm most proud of, is just, like, the breadth of, like, all of the conversations that we've had.
Yeah. You remind me of my photojournalism teacher and a mentor that I have, John H. White, always said that everyone has a song, and having the podcast is really an excuse to be able to share the song that each of our guests wants to share with the world, whatever that brilliance is. And all of us being coaches, that's the benefit of us being coaches too. It's like we get to bring out the song in our clients as we're coaching them. And so what comes up for me in this conversation in this moment is that podcasting for us is this platform to share the song with the world. Mm-hmm. Whatever that might be.
Yeah. And as I'm listening to our conversation here. It reminds me that podcast is nothing but a conversation. And the way we produce the podcast reminds me so much of radio, live radio. And because we're one take wonders, whatever comes out of our mouths is what goes out into the world, albeit on a bit of a delay. They used to have like a 3-second delay on radio broadcasts too. Ours is a few days.
We have about a 1-week delay. Yeah.
So it has, it's perfectly imperfect, our podcast. It's perfectly imperfect in many ways.
Our greatest fear at the beginning, because I read somewhere that like the average podcast, I don't know, has, I can't remember, David, 6 or 9 episodes, and then they never do it again because it's so complicated, right? If you're editing and we just were like, okay, like you said, Michelle, it was like we were very much grounded in we like having conversations with people. We like building community. We like learning new things. And so we found a way to do it that really suited us. So I think that's one thing I would really love people to take away from this celebration is like, if you want to do something, find a way to put it out in the world that you can do it and keep going, and just try it.
Yeah. And apropos conversation we were having earlier, don't overanalyze things. That's like a huge lesson, I think, in this success story is we just didn't analyze very much. We just had a passion for doing it. And we just dove in and started doing it and learning along the way.
Activate. You activated.
Yes. Activate. That's right. Power. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So we always like to give our audience something to try. And it sounds like that's what we would like our audience to try today is, jump in, activate something that you've been yearning to do. And don't worry about the details or getting it perfect the first time.
And ask for help.
Ask for help.
I will say, and I love this too, I'm not sure that there's an exact correlation between the podcast episodes that we might find most fascinating and how many listeners they have. So just don't decide always for other people. People are interested in what they're interested in.
Yeah.
And it's our job to just tell our stories.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. You're the powerful storyteller, Margaret. I'm glad you added that. Yeah. And just to end, I'd like to again a special thank you to David, my partner in the beginning, for just pushing us to do it, being there to remind me that it's okay and it's going to grow and it doesn't have to be what it is right now. And then to Margaret and Michelle for showing up because it's a lot of work. And thank God now there's 4 of us all doing this thing. And to Kevin, as I said earlier, who helps us on the back end and constantly brings us new ideas and challenges us to sound better and to do better. To our guests, who, write a blog, show up on a podcast. I mean, just out of the goodness of their heart and because of the passion that they want to share and because they also are aligned with, making the nonprofit sector a better place to be. Thank you to them. And finally, thank you for listening. Because as I said, we enjoy doing it. But if nobody was listening, we wouldn't be at 100 episodes. So thank you, everyone, and keep listening. This podcast is brought to you by Fundraising Leadership. We provide unique coaching and training programs that powerfully transform how you work in order to get results. Please subscribe if you haven't already. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're enjoying the show, you can help us continue to bring thoughtful content with a monthly or annual contribution. This supports our production costs and keeps the show ad-free. Make a contribution today using the link in the show notes. Now, go put it into practice. Yeah.